The horn sounds, and Jean-Francois Berube, in his Blackhawks debut, his first start, picks up a win as the Blackhawks beat the San Jose Sharks 3-1.
Let's go.
3-2-1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with the Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Hey, who's the guy in the goalie mask? Well, that's JF Berube. Jean-Francois Berube. What do you think? Huh?
That's very good.
Yeah. It's not my first day with this tongue.
I think he speaks better French than you, though.
Probably, since he's fluent and I'm not. Got his first win with the Blackhawks on Friday. Stopped 42 of 43 shots versus San Jose. Came up in, was it 2015, I think, with the Islanders?
Yeah.
And now getting work with the Blackhawks, and the better he is, the better we is, because still no idea on what's going on with Corey Crawford's long-term health. Good morning, Jean-Francois.
Good morning. How are you?
What do you like, JF or Jean-Francois?
JF is good.
Yeah. You speak fluent English.
Yeah, I'm not bad.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
So at what point as a kid do you go, you know what would be fun, is if all my friends fired pucks at my head? When did you decide goalie was the spot for me?
Well, I guess I wasn't a really great skater. I guess that's most of the time how kids become goalies. And from there, I always found myself in the back of the net and always trying to stop pucks. And I guess from there, I never changed position.
Favorite save Friday night?
I honestly, I don't even remember.
Well, there's 42 to choose from.
Yeah, most of them were pretty easy, I would say, because they were just putting a lot of pucks at the net. Not easy, but I liked the one right before the penalty we took in the third period, I think, on my right-hand side.
That was a stick save, wasn't it? Stick save? Am I remembering the right shot?
Well, it was actually my shoulder.
Oh.
Yeah, I hit my shoulder.
Here's the thing. I'm always amazed by, a grown man having the flexibility of a goalie. And if you're at a Blackhawks game, watch the goalie stretches they do just to get loose when they get a net. You guys bend like pretzels. How much yoga do you do?
I used to do it a little bit more before. I do it more in the summer, I would say, not during the season. But obviously, it's really important as a goalie to be flexible because sometimes you have to go get that extra inch to stop the puck. And by doing those kind of exercises, you can get that extra inch to stop the puck.
How much stretching do you do every day?
I spend about probably like a good, in total, probably a good hour stretching, and just in a practice you always stretch and always kind of work that extra inch, and then before practice obviously you have to get warmed up and get a good stretch in.
You can bend into positions that any other grown man can't. That's the amazing thing. You know what I'm talking about, Andy.
It hurts watching.
Yeah.
It really does.
It really does, yeah. But, JF, I bet you feel great, right? I mean, because that's what people tell you. People tell you the better you flexibility you have, the better it is for your overall body health.
Yeah, exactly. And it's important to prevent injuries, too. Like you said, we have to get in positions that not everyone does. And that's why sometimes when we have little injuries, sometimes it takes a little bit longer to heal because we need to get in uncomfortable positions. And it's really important to keep that flexibility.
Andy, say hi to JF.
JF, nice to talk to you. I'm just curious a little bit about goalies and their masks. And how much time do you actually spend designing a goalie mask? And what do you put on it?
Well, I like to represent my city really well where I play. So here with Chicago, I have my airbrush artist, Sylvie Marcello. She's from my hometown. So it's really easy in the summer to get together and kind of get some ideas of what we're going to put on. But she's amazing. So we're going to spend probably like a couple hours just brainstorming what we can put on, what represent the city well. And I like to put sometimes some legends that played, let's say, in Chicago. So this year I decided to put Mr. Esposito, which
how great is that? Yeah.
Yeah, and then I have the Bean and some buildings. So I like to put a lot of city stuff on my mask.
Well, we have the best skyline in the world, as far as I'm concerned. So that's a good call by you. What else, Andy?
Yeah, and you had an incident too. I mean, when you got called up, you had the wrong mask. You didn't have time to really change masks, right? That was a couple years ago.
Here. Yeah. Yeah, it was with the LA Kings when I got put on waivers. That was actually kind of hard to be in an Islander jersey and wear a LA Kings mask. As a goalie, you want to fit, and it didn't feel great. And, you know, you say you look good, play good, then I was definitely not looking good with my LA Kings gear.
So who do you said you're 26. Who was your goalie idol when you were coming up?
Well, growing up in Montreal, obviously, the only channel I had as a kid was the Canadiens, so it was easy for me to get familiar with the Canadian goalies. So for me, it was Jose Theodore, who had a really good run. I forget what year it was, but when they made it to the conference final. And then from there, I kind of, the older I got, we kind of got more channels and looking at the goalies. Obviously, Marc-Andre Fleury was a guy that I was looking up to that I really liked his style, the way he was playing, just his aggressiveness in net. And as a kid, you always trying to duplicate someone who's better than sure. you, I guess. So
sure. If you had a chance to talk to Tony Esposito about how different the game is now for goalies?
No, I haven't had the chance to meet him. I would love to kind of get a chat in with him and, yeah, exactly, talk about how it was during his time and how much the game has changed since then.
Does it hurt you when you go back and you look at archival footage of the guys that used to play goalie with no mask?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Those guys were warriors going out there with no mask. I don't know if I would do it nowadays because it can be a little dangerous.
It's insane. No, it's just yeah. crazy that they survived.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of courage, and it just shows how much the game evolved with time. And, you know, those guys had to come up with solutions to kind of protect themselves. But again, like, I think their reflexes were probably a little bit better than they were right now because they had to protect their face. And
if they wanted to live, you know, yeah, if they wanted to survive. Yeah. Can you imagine the first time, though, JF, when the first generation of guys got masks? It's like when the first generation of NHL guys started wearing helmets.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. And I can't imagine the game today without a helmet, I think.
Yeah. Too big, too strong, too fast. Well, listen, for every assignment you get the rest of the year, all we need are shutouts. Can you pull that off for us?
Yeah, of course.
I like the confidence. Hey, it's good talking to you, man. Nothing but the best and nothing but success. And I hope you get to stay around because there's nothing like wearing the sweater with the Indian head on it. And I know how much that means to you.
Yeah, for sure. It's every little kid's dream.
All right. All the best. That's JF Berube.